Let me ask you something. Have you ever been completely on track, eating well, showing up for your workouts, feeling proud of yourself, and then one rough day hits and you hear a little voice in your head say, "Screw it." And just like that, you're off track. Here's what I want you to know. That voice, it's not the truth. It's not wisdom. It's not even really you. That's your brain running a very old, very rehearsed excuse. And today we're going to name it, tame it, and take your power back. So stay with me. This one changes everything.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 123. I'm Christine Rucker, your arm coach, and this is what the place where we talk about building toned arms through the thing that nobody else is talking about: identity, self-trust, and becoming a woman who actually follows through. We don't do punishment here. We don't do extremes. We don't start over every Monday and wonder why nothing sticks. We build arms the long way, the right way, the way that actually lasts. And today's episode, oh, this one is personal for me because the concept we're diving into today is one I lived inside of for years without even realizing it. We're talking about the excuse library your brain has been quietly building behind your back and how it's been sabotaging your workouts, your consistency, and your relationship with yourself for way longer than you know. So let's talk. How many times have you started strong, genuinely started strong, and then somewhere between Tuesday and the following Monday, something happened? Life got busy. You got tired. You got frustrated. And then came this very specific feeling, not motivation leaving, not even laziness, just a murmured little thought that said, not today. Or maybe yours sounds more like, I'll start fresh Monday. Or, I've been so good, I deserve a break. Or the classic, screw it. Sound familiar? Because here's what I know about the women who listen to this podcast. You are not lazy. You are not undisciplined. You're not broken. You are smart. You are capable, and you're probably juggling more than any one person should. And you've been trying to build consistency in your body while also managing a job, a family, a household, and somewhere in there, a whole emotional life that nobody gave you a roadmap for. You've started arm routines multiple times. You've bought the weights. You've watched the videos. You've had the motivation. And still, somewhere along the way, the excuses showed up. And they felt so reasonable, so valid, and so true. That's the part that I need to talk to you about today, because those excuses, they're not true. They just feel that way. Here's the thing that nobody tells you about your brain. Your brain is not your coach, okay? It's not your cheerleader, and it absolutely is not on the side of your goals. Okay, your brain is on the side of efficiency. Okay, it wants to keep doing what it already knows how to do, spending the least amount of energy possible and avoiding anything that feels uncomfortable, which means the moment you decide to change, to actually show up, commit to showing up for your arms, for your body, for yourself, your brain is going to throw every excuse it has at you to get you to stop. And you know, the wild part, it's been collecting those excuses for years. testing them out, seeing which ones you believe, filing away the ones that worked. Your brain has an entire archive of permission slips to quit, and it'll flip through them until it lands on one that sticks. So I want you to picture an old school card file. I've seen the rotary things where you flip through hundreds of cards organized by category. That is essentially what your brain has built around your habits. So a flip file of excuses, except instead of addresses and phone numbers, this thing is stuffed with every justification you've ever used to stop working out or to eat off plan, to skip a workout, to say tomorrow when you meant today. And the excuses feel believable because your brain has practiced them, repeated them, rewarded them. Every time you believed one of those excuses and gave yourself permission to quit, your brain got what it wanted. Less discomfort, more ease, and it stored that excuse as useful. So the problem isn't that you're weak or undisciplined. The problem is that you haven't learned how to recognize the flip file when it opens. Think about what your personal flip file sounds like, right? I'm too tired. I had a hard week. I'll start fresh on Monday. I've been so good. I deserve this. Just this once. It doesn't even matter. Screw it. Any of those feel familiar? Because every single one of those is a card in the file, and your brain will flip through them until it lands on the one you'll believe, until you learn to catch it. Here's the part that hit me hard when I first understood this. I spent years thinking I was the problem, that there was something fundamentally wrong with me, that other women had something I was missing, right? Some gene, some willpower chip, some secret discipline I'd never been given. But the real issue wasn't me. It was that I didn't understand what was happening inside my own head when the excuses started. For a long time, I genuinely believed I was too far gone. I had gained weight. I wasn't moving my body. I was eating in ways that didn't align with who I wanted to be. And every time I tried to change, the same thought would come up. Screw it. It wasn't loud, just enough to take the wind out of my sails. And here's what made it worse. The thought felt earned. I'd had a hard day. I was exhausted. I was stretched thin. So screw it felt like self-compassion. It felt like giving myself grace. But it wasn't grace. It was my brain handing me a permission slip to stay stuck. And I kept signing it. And so the uncomfortable truth that I had to face, screw it, was not self-compassion. Real self-compassion is keeping a promise to yourself. Real grace is showing up anyway, even imperfectly, even for 10 minutes, even when you don't feel like it. What I was doing was using the language of kindness to cover up a pattern of self-abandonment. And I know that's a lot. I know some of you just felt that in your chest a little bit, but stay with me. Because understanding this is the thing that will change everything. Your brain is going to generate excuses. That's what brains do. The flip file is not going to disappear, but you don't have to believe everything your brain hands you. This is where I want to introduce to you something I call name and tame. And before you think this sounds too simple to work, hear me out. The reason those excuses have so much power is because you treat them like facts, like truth, like wisdom bubbling up from somewhere deep. But they're not facts. They're thoughts, practiced, rehearsed, well-rewarded thoughts. And the moment you start treating them like thoughts instead of truth, they lose their grip. That's the name part. You name the excuse for what it is, not I deserve a break, but that's my brain using I deserve a break to keep me from doing the thing I said I'd do. And then you tame it. You talk back. You remind yourself who's actually in charge here. That's just an excuse my brain likes to use. I can choose something different today. That's it. That's the whole move. But do not underestimate it. This is the skill that separates women who eventually follow through from women who keep restarting. So let's make this real. The thought shows up. I'll start over Monday. You name it. That's my flip file giving me permission to quit right now. You tame it. Starting over Monday is a thought I've acted on 100 times. I don't have to believe it today. I can show up for 10 minutes right now. Or the thought is, I'm too tired. You name it. My brain is using I'm tired to avoid the discomfort of starting. You tame it. I can be tired and still do something. 10 minutes still counts. I'm not someone who waits until conditions are perfect. See what happened there? You didn't shame yourself. You didn't fight yourself. You just stopped believing the thought automatically. And you put yourself back in the driver's seat. Now, here's the part that really surprised me when I started doing this work. The excuses don't go away entirely, not even after you've been doing this for years. But something else happens instead, something way more powerful. When I first started catching my flip file in action, I thought the goal was to make the excuses stop, to get to a place where my brain just stopped generating them. And I want to save you the frustration I experienced chasing that. The flip file doesn't shut down. It loses its power over you because once you know what's happening, once you can see the thought as a thought instead of automatically believing it, it can't pull you the same way it used to. You'll hear, screw it, and you'll think, oh, there's that card again. And then you'll keep moving. And here's the bold statement I want you to sit with for a second. Consistency is not a personality trait you either have or you don't. Consistency is a skill you build by learning to recognize your excuses and then choosing differently. Women who are consistent with their arm workouts, who show up week after week, who keep going even when progress feels slow, they're not doing it because they feel like it every day. They're doing it because they've stopped letting the feeling be the deciding vote. They've built a relationship with themselves where a promise is a promise, even when the flip file is flipping. This is the identity shift that nobody in the fitness industry is talking about. Toned arms are built through identity, not intensity. The woman who has toned arms at 55 didn't find some magical motivation she was missing. She didn't discover a perfect meal plan or a workout program so good that she never wanted to skip it. She became someone who shows up. She became someone who hears the excuses and keeps going anyway. She became someone who keeps promises to herself. And that identity, that self-trust, is built one small decision at a time. And every time you name the excuse, instead of believing it, you are casting a vote for who you are becoming. That is how naturally toned women are built. So here's what I want you to do this week. I want you to start listening to your brain a little differently. When you hear an excuse, any excuse, right? Instead of just going along with it, pause. Okay, just for a second and ask yourself, is this a thought or is this the truth? Is I'm too tired a fact or is it a card in your flip file? Is I'll start Monday a fact or is it a thought your brain has used before to keep you comfortable? And then decide, not based on what feels easy, based on who you want to be. You don't have to do everything. You don't have to have a perfect workout. You just have to catch the thought, name it, and choose one small action that the woman you're becoming would choose. That's the whole thing. That's the work. I want to pause here and give you a moment to actually think about this. What does your personal flip file sound like? What's the excuse that shows up most often for you when it comes to your arms, your workouts, your body? Is it, I'll start Monday? Is it, I've been so good, I deserve a break? Is it, I'm too far gone, so what's the point? Whatever it is, I want you to write it down, not to shame yourself, just to name it. Because the moment you can name the thought, you can stop being run by it. What would change in your life if you stopped believing that excuse every time your brain handed it to you? Here's what I know about you. You're not listening to this podcast because you're looking for another workout plan. You're listening because somewhere inside you, you know something has to shift, not just in your arms, in how you see yourself. And the shift starts here. It starts with understanding that your brain's job is to keep things comfortable, not to help you grow. It starts with catching the excuses before they catch you. It starts with building enough self-trust that when your brain says, screw it, you can look at it calmly and say, not today. That's a naturally toned woman, not someone who never hears the excuses, someone who hears them and keeps going anyway. And every time you do that, every single time, you are building something, not just in your arms, in your identity, in your relationship with yourself. That's the work that actually lasts. That's the work worth doing. Now, if you're ready to stop restarting and start becoming the woman who follows through, I want to invite you to check out Arms by Christine. Arms by Christine is my program specifically designed for women who want toned arms, sculpted arms, and the identity to match. We don't do punishment. We don't do extremes. We do simple, consistent habits built around who you are becoming. You can find all the details at thearmcoach.com. And listen, if this episode spoke to you, will you do me a favor? Share it with a friend. Leave a review. Let other women know this conversation exists. Because we are building something here, a movement of women who are done restarting and ready to become someone who shows up. I'll see you in the next episode. Keep going. Your arms are waiting.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today and talk soon in the next episode.